The Commonwealth Fund, which released its COVID vaccine study results on Thursday, says experts believe a COVID vaccination program will successfully help achieve herd immunity if at least 70% of adults participate. That's much higher than the average turnout for flu vaccinations among the states. The study suggests states at best get about 51% turnout. It was even lower for the H1N1 outbreak 10 years ago. Dr. Eric Schneider of the Commonwealth Fund says their study found, on average, only about a quarter of a state's population came out to be vaccinated for the so-called swine flu.
There were real questions, I think, in the mind of the public about whether this was a vaccine people would want to take. And then it had to be rolled out especially quickly that year because of the late development phase. And I think that demonstrated some of the logistical challenges that come up with trying to manufacture and distribute a vaccine like this nationwide.
The study also finds continued racial inequity with vaccination programs as a whole. The Commonwealth Fund recommends more active federal involvement, including financial support to states which will administer distributions. Dr. Schneider says they also urge the elimination of cost sharing, which may discourage many from getting the vaccine.
What happens is that those with fewer means, people who are unemployed, people who have very limited income, will opt not to get the vaccine if they have to pay out of pocket.
And the study urges the federal government to take the lead on a robust information campaign to build trust in the vaccine. A link to the report may be found at WBFO.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.